Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today I'm going to be joined by stock car driver Braden Jerry. We will also hear from Bob from Midwest Collision, Brianna from Bulldog Coatings, and Jody from the St. Peter Napa Auto Parts store, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Deer Creek Speedway is closed for the season. Thank you to all the fans, sponsors, and drivers for your support. Shop online for all that cool Deer Creek Speedway gear that your friends and family will appreciate this holiday season. Deer Creek Speedway will host their annual banquet Saturday night, December 14th at the Eagles in Rochester. Watch DeerCreekSpeedway.com for the upcoming 2025 racing schedule, and we'll see you at the indoor car show at Rochester Chevrolet in the spring of 25.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies. Napa!
It's time to stop and think about your brakes. At Napa Auto Parts, we're here to help you stay safe on the road and save some money while you're at it. Right now, when you spend $250 on qualifying brake parts, you'll get a $50 prepaid Visa card back by mail. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store today or head to NapaOnline.com to explore our full range of brake parts. Trust Napa to keep you safe on the road with savings that matter. Offer ends 10/31/24. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Steve from Poles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Poles Electric can help. Poles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and Northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Poles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at ColesElectric.com. Call us at 507-451-1387.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Powerlift Doors by French's Manufacturing, 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, the region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by USRA stock car driver Braden Jerry. And Braden, you grew up in a racing family. Your dad raced stock cars as well. Memories of your dad's racing career?
When I was younger, there was always a race car in the shop, and every once in a while they'd let me come with, and I used to cross my fingers and my toes that Dad would win, and most of the time he seemed to pull it off whenever I did that.
So you were his lucky charm?
I guess you could say that. I used to put racing stickers all over his radiator, and I was always in the shop whenever they let me in, and it was just a blast.
Like many drivers on the Dirt Show, you got your start in karting. Where did you race karts, and what are some of the memories that you take away from your karting career?
I kind of first started in Cresco. They had a little track inside of the big track, and that shut down, and Dad and a couple other guys that were racing in Cresco decided to build a track in Canton, Minnesota. So they ran that for maybe 3 or 4 years, and it was a good learning curve for me. It helped me keep my car straight and underneath me, and I still use that today.
Why stock cars? When you made your choice to go racing in a full-size car, you went right to stock cars. Was that because of your dad's history with them?
Yeah, I would say that was all Dad. I didn't really know much about the hobby stocks, and Dad kind of just got out of the stock car maybe 3 or 4 years before I started, so we just decided to hop right into the stock car.
When you got involved racing weekly at Decorah, you also got involved in helping out with the track prep. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Dad poured a patio, actually, the Victory Lane pad, at intermission one night, so that was kind of sweet. But yeah, but Decorah, I started in Decorah. It was good, tight racing. It taught me to be alert when I'm driving, and it was a good learning track.
Decorah is an incredible stock car track, a tight little bull ring where you almost are always turning. If you are going to set someone up for a pass on the Decorah racetrack, where can you make a move on that track?
Well, Decorah is a tough place to pass. If the guy doesn't mess up in front of you, you really got to have your car turned right and early and be thinking about the pass a lap before you even do it, just because everything's so tight and there's no room for error.
And also, if somebody loops it in front of you or there's a crash, you don't have much time to react because you're coming around the curve right on top of them.
Yeah, Decorah, you definitely got to be alert all the time. You just never really know when something might stack up, and when it does, it's really, really fast. So if something does stack up, you just got to be ready to make your move.
You picked up your first USRA stock car feature win at age 15. Walk us through that night at the track and where you finished in your heat and driving to the front in the feature.
Well, that's actually kind of a funny story. I was young. I didn't really know a whole lot. We were just kind of playing around with the car a little bit in the heat race. And I don't think I did very good in the heat race at all. I think I may have even started second to last or something like that. Can't quite remember, but it got to be a late night. I can't remember what MTS was racing that night, but it was really late when we raced. I want to say it was around maybe midnight or 12:30 when the stock cars finally hit the track. I don't know what. Bob watered the track before I went out there, and I went into the first corner, and I don't know. I started seventh or eighth, and I think I passed six cars on the first corner. I mean, it was just unbelievable how perfect the car was. And then I just took my time, and we picked off the leader, and I'll never forget that. And ever since then, MTS has been my favorite track.
You know, sometimes being inexperienced and not having any bad habits might be a good thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. I didn't even really know what I was doing. I was just trying to keep the car under me, went back to the go-kart days, and it seemed to pay off.
Mississippi Thunder Speedway has gone through many transformations, from the tri-oval to the true-oval, and they have adjusted the banking a couple times. Thoughts on the current track surface?
Oh, I'd say from last year to this year, the new dirt that they put on it is definitely hard to get a hold of, more than last year. Last year, the dirt was kind of black dirt, and it was kind of tacky, kind of heavy. You could build berms with it and ride the berm. But this year, it's been kind of dusty and, I think, a lot more sandy. But you just tune on the car a little bit, and it's been pretty good this year.
Mabel, Minnesota, population 712 people, is really kind of centrally located for a lot of racing opportunities. You have Decorah, Cresco, Deer Creek Speedway, Mississippi Thunder, and Mason City, all within a decent driving distance.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely nice being here. It's about, I don't know, 20 minutes to Decorah, half an hour to Cresco, an hour to Deer Creek, an hour and 10 to Fountain City, and about 2 hours to Mason. So we can kind of go race whenever we want. If we want to race Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we sure can. We definitely get burnt out, though. I mean, it's a lot of work keeping these things going, especially if you want to stay on top. But, yeah, it's definitely nice living where we live. Yeah, we got a lot of options.
Yeah, definitely to show up at the track with a top-notch prepared car takes a lot of effort.
I mean, these things take a lot of time, and just you're always working on tires. There's always something. It just seems like it's never ending. Sometimes you wonder why you do it, and then you get that win, and then it all pays off. And I don't know. It just kind of keeps me out of trouble, too, I guess.
Deer Creek Speedway, you finished fourth in points this season. Deer Creek Speedway is a challenging place, and any time you can pull off a win there is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, Deer Creek's definitely been kind of a tough track for me. They get a few more cars there. With the banking and everything going on, the cars definitely don't react how they do, like when you go to Decorah or Cresco, or you kind of have to try to make the car roll into the banking a little bit more rather than have the car just roll up just because the track's flat. And hopefully we get that a little bit figured out for next year. I'd like to win another season championship there.
It is a totally different track. I really see cars drive down out of the corner and almost diamond the turns.
I mean, the diamond there can be, if the track's just right and it's a little bit slippery and you can turn your car and go down and hit that moisture coming off, you can get a huge run. But Deer Creek's just a little bit tough with the banking to get your car turned and sail down through the banking rather than ride the banking, I would say, rather than like MTS where it's a little bit flatter. You can get way more of a run with the diamond, I would say, at MTS than Deer Creek.
Mason City Motor Speedway. You ran 5 feature races so far in 2024 with 1 win and 2 top fives. What do you like about Mason City, and what don't you like about that track?
Well, to be honest with you, about every night I've been to Mason City, the track has been less than ideal. I would say it's been a little bit rough. It's just the cards haven't played out for me when I've been there. And they changed the track this year, and I really wasn't a fan of the change. So Mason City has been kind of a struggle for me this year, and that's kind of why we didn't run it a whole lot, I would say. But maybe he'll work on it for next year.
And the changes were kind of subtle. A lot of fans may not even noticed, but they did move turn 3 and 4 wall, and they changed the apex going into turn 1.
I mean, just some subtle changes makes you drive the car so much more different to get your speed where you want it and to come off the corner hard. And I just feel like their changes didn't fit me personally. I know they probably fit some other people how they wanted it to go, but for me, I wasn't a fan. Where I come from, I'm a go-karter. I like to just roll around and kind of let the traction hook up. Some of the other guys, they like to stay on the gas a little bit longer, and that's just not my style.
An amazing statistic. Since they added the stock car division at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, you've won 16 of 21 feature races, including 6 out of 7 to kick off the 2024 season. They actually had to put a bounty on you to get somebody to try to beat you.
Well, first of all, I got to thank Bob Tim. That track has been phenomenal all year. I mean, we really haven't had a terrible track there at all. I mean, it's a little bit slippery. Like I said, I like to go-kart. So just being that sandy, slippery kind of surface, I just love to race there. Just the driving style, it just fits me perfectly how I want to drive my car to the track. I don't know. For some reason, the shoe just fits.
You dominated the points at Mississippi Thunder Speedway this year. Was that the goal right from the start going into the 2024 season?
Oh, not really. We don't really go after points at all. We're just after wins. We want to be good wherever we go. And kind of when it gets towards the end of the year and you're up there in points, I mean, you kind of got to go for it. But I would say, no, we don't really chase points at all. We just want to go out and have fun and win.
Stock car technology, the amount of knowledge that goes into producing a competitive chassis is amazing. And you have a pretty good guy who's dominating races himself that built your chassis.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly Schrock is definitely probably the best stock car racer out there right now. I mean, he's unbeatable. So being able to shoot ideas around with him and just get some advice from a guy like him is just, it's unbelievable how much just what he can say can help you out, just give you a different perspective on how to drive your car or even maintenance, just things going wrong. He's been around the game for so long. He knows all the tricks, and he's been an awesome guy for me the last 2 years, and I wouldn't be anywhere without him if I didn't have him in my corner.
The Farley, Iowa experience, the chance to go to a track and have the opportunity to run for $100,000. What was that whole experience like?
Well, for me, it didn't really pan out too well. We had some motor issues, but the talent that was there is unbelievable. I mean, seeing Ricky Thornton drive a stock car, I mean, he's one of the best late-mile drivers in the country right now, so he was fun to watch. For me, I probably learned more just watching some of them cars rather than racing because I had a bum motor, but it would have been fun to have had a good motor and seen what I had for them guys too.
Success does not come without some really hard work. Concrete work is not easy, and at Jerry Brothers Construction, you do that all day, and then you come home and bust your butt in the shop getting the car ready.
Well, concrete work for sure isn't easy, but we try to do the best in the concrete work, and then we come home and we try to do the best on the race car too for what we got. The business has definitely been good. They let me off every once in a while if I need to go and work on the car, which I really appreciate that. Keeps me going. But the business is good, and we work hard and we play harder.
Concrete work gets really hard when you dump a wheelbarrow off the 2x10 on the scaffolding.
Yeah, we run wheelbarrows. Yeah, I mean, some guys don't really run wheelbarrows, but we're wheelbarrows, and we shovel the concrete. Definitely keeps me fit. Sometimes when I show up to the track, my motivation is that I worked way harder than the guy sitting and staging next to me, and sometimes that's all it takes to get my mind going for the night, even if I'm a little bit tired. So I'd say, I don't know, it probably helps me more than it hurts me.
You have a pretty special pit guy that helps you.
Yeah, that would be my brother Brogan. We're 9 years apart. He looks up to me, so I try to set a good example, even though I kind of lose my cool every once in a while, but hopefully we can get him into a stock car or a hobby stock or something here pretty soon. I know he really wants to race, but I've been trying to teach him the ropes, and he takes care of all the tires and does the little maintenance, washes the tires, so he's learning a lot.
Is he going to jump right into a full-size car, or is he going to try karting as well?
Oh, he actually ran my go-kart when I quit go-karting, so he ran that maybe 10 races or so, and he liked that, but the go-kart track kind of quit, so he had to get out of that. But he'd probably be in a hobby stock or a stock car, I would say.
Dad's also heavily involved. What does it mean to you to be able to spend quality time with your dad in the race car shop and at the racetrack?
I work with Dad every single day, and then we come home and we bust butt on the stock car, so we're always with each other. We get a little testy sometimes, but he's been my biggest supporter since I started. He's always been there for me. Whenever I need it, he comes through. I couldn't do it without him, that's for sure. He's been an awesome help to me, and I wouldn't be doing this without him, that's for sure. I wouldn't even know there was probably racing without him.
Buck Munson also honored your efforts by putting you in the local stars calendar. That's a big honor at your age.
Yeah, Buck Munson, we've kind of got to be friends, and I get some driver cards from him. He's an awesome photographer. He does awesome work. We got a few clocks made and some blankets, and he's a very talented guy, very talented guy. And he's just a nice guy to talk to at the races when he stops by every once in a while.
We watched you last Saturday night at Mississippi Thunder in the fall punkin' races, and I had a great seat to see you coming right out of turn four and entering into turn one, and I swear you are picking up speed as you enter turn one and head for turn two. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's Kelly Shryak. This thing's set up perfect. We work hard on the setup, and I mean, the car pretty much drives itself anymore. I'm not even really wheeling it that hard. It's just you get comfortable in a car, and you know what it can do, and you know the limits. And once you know that, it's just some things just work, and the car works. And I like Mississippi Thunder, and I don't know, it's just Cinderella.
You also mentioned in Victory Lane that you were running a two-barrel on that motor.
So we've had some bad luck. We had two 360s built. The first one, we had a belt blow off, and the fan wasn't spinning, so we got that one hot. And so we put the second one in, and we had a part failure. We had a cam go flat. The motors before that, they were stellar. We ended up going back to a backup motor that had been sitting on the floor for like 4.5 years. It's an open motor, so then you have to run a little two barrel on it. And we've had a few problems. We had a few part malfunctions on the motor. The last week we raced it at Deer Creek and didn't do too well. And we were coming to Mississippi Thunder to just get our bugs figured out for the next year, make sure it wasn't just the motor that was the problem. And we ended up figuring out the problem, and the thing ran perfect. We were even off on gear. I think we could have been a little bit quicker, but no, the motor ran perfect.
Biggest victory to date. Which win has meant the most to you, and why?
I'm not sure. We won the Prelude to Stock Car Nationals last year. That was a pretty big win. We came from 21st, transferred through a B main. That was a pretty big one, but anytime you can go to Decorah and beat Mitch Hovden and Kevin Domlin, I mean, Mitch is a 9-time U.S. Rally National Champion. So anytime you can run with him and maybe even edge him out, that's I would say winning in Decorah is probably one of the biggest wins, I would say, just because Mitch is so hard to beat.
They're racing Saturday at Cresco Speedway and also October 11th and 12th at Mason City Motor Speedway. They're hosting a fall special. Do you have plans to run any of the fall events, or are you done for the season?
I think we're going to call it a year. We got some irons in the fire for this winter, and I think we're just going to call it a year, end on a good note, end on a win, and hopefully take that momentum to next year.
You are the 2023-2024 Mississippi Thunder Speedway Stock Car Track Champion. What are your goals for the 2025 season?
I don't know. I maybe might not race MTS weekly like we have been. We might go out and chase some big money shows. Probably not run for points as much. I mean, that's the plan as of right now. That'll probably all change by the time we get rolling around and if we don't really have any specials to go to. But they're bringing back the Ironman series. So I think it'd be kind of fun to maybe go around and hit a few of them Ironmans.
I know that's been the talk the last couple of seasons. People not racing a regular schedule, committing to one track and going out and running a bunch of these specials. How do you put a calendar like that together?
You really don't. I mean, it's just you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants, or at least that's what I'm probably going to do. If you got a car that's running good and you don't have any problems, you're probably going to go out and chase the money. But if you got a few problems, you're probably going to stay around weekly close to you and try and figure out your problems, I would say.
Who helps you out in a race shop besides your dad and your brother?
That's about it. It's just the three of us. Just the three of us. So we put our heads down, we work hard, and hard work pays off.
Who helps you out on the car as far as sponsorship?
We got Jerry Construction, Highland Acres Farms, Quam Trucking, Riley Construction, Casper Plumbing and Heating, Barney's Bar and Grill, Iowa Corn Beef, Shryock Racing Components, Kelly Printing and Signs. And I definitely wouldn't be able to do it without any of them. They all support me, and they have been supporting me for years. I mean, the sponsors on my car don't seem to change. We always got great people helping us.
Braden, you are definitely a factor at any of the tracks that we go to. Whenever you show up, you're always my pick to win the stock cars, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
No, I appreciate the time, Clayton. It's been fun talking to you.
Does the thought of raking your leaves and hauling them away frighten you? If so, call Wolf & Sons at 455-3524, and they'll take the fright out of your fall.
Foamcraft Packaging can manufacture custom protective packaging using a variety of materials to meet your specifications. Hi, this is Holly. Let our professional staff design, engineer, and manufacture a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Case inserts, foam end caps, bulk foam to a variety of wood pallets and crates that can be certified for international shipping. Contact Foamcraft Packaging today, 507-455-2893, or see foamcraftpackaging.com, your one source solution for packaging.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
In a world where precision and strength unite, Rhino Ag leads the pack in land management excellence. For nearly a century, Rhino Ag has been a leader of innovation, empowering farmers and land managers to conquer new frontiers. With state-of-the-art implements crafted to work as hard as you do, Rhino Ag helps you execute land development efficiently and allows you to get back to the things you love. Rhino Ag, born to lead.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out JusticeBrothers.com.
See our display at Runnings.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be at Midwest Collision in Faribault and joined by Bob. And Bob, many listeners forget that where they get their vehicle repaired after an accident in Minnesota is a choice. Your tagline, elevate your driving experience with auto care. Don't settle for less. Come to Midwest Collision.
Yeah, you have a choice after an automobile accident. No matter what your insurance company tells you or recommends, you as a consumer have a choice to go where you want to get your car repaired at. 100%. Minnesota state law.
You provide auto body repair needs, but many times it gets into the chassis. Do you also handle all the frame alignment right here?
Yep, we have an alignment rack, so any job that needs front end work, we always do an alignment to make sure the wheels are back to where they need to be so you're not wrecking your tires or anything.
And a lot of times somebody might think it's a minor incident, but once you start digging into it, you find it's a lot deeper.
Yeah, with the new cars nowadays, there's so much plastic in the fronts of them and the rears as well. Once you pull the bumper covers off, headlights out, there's a lot more components behind that that are damaged as well. And as everybody knows, cars are not cheap, and it's not cheap to buy the parts for them anymore either. So it's a really good idea to get things tore down, find out what's behind, what got wrecked, and get that replaced as well.
Midwest Collision has been in business for over 50 years, and things have really changed in the industry. Who would have thought electric cars, hands-free driving, self-parking? How do you and your staff keep up on the changing technology?
We try to take classes whenever available, try to read as much as we can. There's a lot of good magazines, believe it or not, still that we get that come out for us to read and keep up on the industry and the changing things, especially electric vehicles and the self-driving ones as well.
Hail damage. Is hail getting bigger or is it just me? Just last year, I heard of golf ball, baseball, and even softball size hail in some areas on the radio.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Mother Nature's got a wicked sense of humor. Nowadays, it's like the storms are bigger, the hail's bigger, the wind's stronger. It's just hard to believe.
You deal one-on-one with people in the most high-stress situation of their lives. Their vehicle, their transportation, their daily lives have just been uprooted because of a collision, and you walk them through the process. Every job is manageable, and Midwest Collision handles that for them.
Yep, you come in, you have an accident, you're not sure what to do. Myself or my secretary, Kelly, she's an estimator as well. We can go through things with you, get the process started with you with the insurance companies, never done it before. We're here to help 100%.
From a small job like a paint touch-up from a shopping cart to a full collision repair, you get the customer back on the road as soon as possible and even provide a free loaner
and a lifetime warranty to go along with it on all of your work.
Yep, that's correct. It's just a small ding from your kid's bicycle that claims that a shopping cart to a major accident. We get everything taken care of for you. We also provide 6 loaner cars. They're courtesy cars. We own the cars. They're free to the consumer.
Midwest Collision also offers PDR. To see a paintless dent tech in action is literally a work of art. It is amazing what they can do to push those dents back out.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you see a hood that's got 200-300 dents on it, and the PDR guys can get going on it. It looks flawless when they're done. It's unbelievable.
The Paulson family and the Moss family, both of these families have been racing for years and bring a lot of fans to the tracks we go to. And I know you've also always been a big supporter of theirs. I see your logo on their cars.
Yeah, I've known Jack and Jack my whole life since I was a little kid. And actually, they took me to my first dirt race when I was about 11 years old. Jack Amaze did. So, yeah, they're good guys and definitely know how to work a track.
And where was that dirt track he took you to? Do you remember?
It was the Rice County Fair. It was an enduro race. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Rice County Fair, we were racing this year, and bringing back racing from the dead in the city of Faribault, it had been like 37 years since they had a sanctioned dirt division racing here in Faribault, and that was pretty cool to see this year.
Yeah, unfortunately I was able to make it. I drove by and saw the cars, but I definitely heard a lot of people talk about it, so it was pretty awesome. I definitely will be there next year, though.
And I know I was on the mic that night, and you helped support the race, and I was talking to the fans about Midwest Collision and happened to mention my van that was sitting out in the parking lot that now has 286,000 miles on it, but we hit a deer at 100,000 miles, and I thought that thing was totaled. I figured it was on its way to Misgan Auto Parts. And you actually repaired it, and we got another 186,000 worry-free miles, and she's still running.
Wow, that's hard to believe. It's like just yesterday we fixed your van. That's good. That's what we want to see, a repair that lasts a long time.
If you want to know what people think of Midwest Collision, just read your reviews. You've got a lot of great customers out there.
Yeah, it's always nice to have good reviews. It helps business 100%. You know, that's what everybody's looking for, reviews.
If listeners would like to find out more about Midwest Collision, they have some repairs right now that need to be done, or they want to have you on speed dial, especially when the roads start to get slippery or the deer start running like crazy during harvest, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Bob?
Give us a call. We're here Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Our number is 507-332-2434.
Bob, as always, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Clay. Appreciate anything you do.
Race fans, SprintCarStuff.com is your online stop for everything in the sprint car world. From apparel, jewelry, and books to die-cast sprint cars, posters, and gifts, SprintCarStuff.com has everything you need for the sprint car fan on your shopping list. And SprintCarStuff.com is the online site of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, so every purchase on SprintCarStuff.com helps support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Promote the future of sprint car racing and preserve the past. That's SprintCarStuff.com for all of your sprint car merchandise needs.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Fast Shafts is the premier manufacturer of performance drive shafts for race teams around the country. They're the title sponsor of the Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and also support a number of competitive series nationwide. When you need a drive shaft, rear end parts, or yokes, purchase race-proven products from Fast Shafts, building drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Buy direct from a Fast Shaft dealer nationwide or call 800-622-6617 or online at fastshafts.com.
Chef Linda Enterprise. Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 8-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Besides apparel, they do racing wraps, signage, window decals, commercial wraps, banners, floor decals, and magnets. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center today at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Brianna from Bulldog Coatings. And Brianna, let's start with what Bulldog Coatings can do for the residential homeowner. Patios, garage floors, basements, and pool decks. You can literally take that unused or unsightly space and transform it into an extension of their current living area.
Yeah, Clayne, you nailed it right on the head. That's exactly what we do. So essentially, anywhere you have concrete in or around your home, we can apply a coating to that. And it doesn't have to be shiny, brand new concrete. It can be stuff that's been there for decades. It needs a little TLC to bring it back to life. We specialize in the restoration and repair of the concrete just as much as we do in the coatings.
And yes, we've talked about repairing it before. You can go in and the floor can look awful bad and your team can clean it up and it'll come out very smooth.
Yes, we have done anything from garages that have multiple cracks going all the way through from front to back or side to side, even some nearly baseball-sized pits from salt or maybe a not top-tier pour from the beginning that hasn't held up well to the elements or to our Minnesota climate. And so we take those old beat-up slabs and breathe new life into them.
Restaurants, retail stores, bars, and kitchens can also benefit from contacting Bulldog Coatings. You can resurface their existing floors into easy-to-clean, colorful floors that will breathe new life back into that old space.
Yes, as far as commercial applications go, we've done brand-new buildings with new concrete. We even do polishing in commercial applications as well, but also some revamps of old buildings, you know, maybe an old separate club turned a new Italian restaurant. And there are options where we can cover existing flooring, we can bring it down back to the bones and rebuild from there. But the beauty, as far as we're looking at anything that goes into a brewery or a restaurant, any commercial kitchen, all of our coatings are food grade. So they meet health code, and you are able to put that in and even kind of go up the walls a little bit. And that puts a more uniform, easy to clean surface than some of the other options that meet health code.
On the industrial side, you have done some massive jobs adding a durable coating that will last. It's chemical resistant and can be used in labs and quality control rooms because it's dust free.
Yes, you're very well versed on this, Clayne. In industrial applications, we have different coatings. What we do is we take our arsenal of products and we say, what are you using this space for? Is it manufacturing? Is it a lab? Is it processing of some sort? What are you using this space for? And here's the coating or the system that's going to work best for you. So when we look at industrial, we look at some epoxy coating, some polyurea coating, some MMAs, polishing. It really depends on what your using that space for, and that's where our expertise comes in. We have an arsenal of products, and we want to know, what are you needing and then we take from our arsenal and say, okay, here's the best thing that's going to be for you.
So it's really one-on-one with the customer and personalizing the job to them.
Yes, we don't have just two buckets of coating in our shop and we put that everywhere. We have some that are very universal that go a lot of places, but not every space is the same and not every space is being used the same. So it really depends on how are you using that space and what's going to give you that best final product that most importantly is going to have longevity and last a long time.
The chip system is something I'm seeing more and more and can be customized into so many colors. Talk about the benefits of the chip system.
The chip system is what we do the most of. It is the most universal and versatile. That 100% solids polyurea coating is chemically resistant, UV stable, and flexible. But the beauty of the chips in there is it's slip resistant. So when we're looking at pool decks or patios, front steps, and garages, we do the chip system because not only is it extremely durable, but it's also safe because we have some slip resistance there. And as far as the colors, that's the fun part. We have done so many things. We have a stock of thousands of colors to choose from. But it doesn't end there. You can create custom color blends. We just did one earlier this year that he created a blend to match his Articat snowmobile. We did a Mets garage last fall, where it's blue and orange to match the baseball team. And we did a cool purple and black and white one that we matched this gentleman's hot rod. So you can go as basic or as crazy as you want.
Anyone who watches any of the home makeover shows has seen the metallic system. This system for a game room, man cave, or family room would be really cool.
Yes, that is what we utilize that system for the most as an interior application because that one doesn't have that texture to it, so it's not slip resistant for outdoors. Metallics are great for basements, like you said, family rooms, game rooms, maybe a wine room, but we also use that commercially in things like salons and retail stores as well.
What if they think their existing floor is too bad to be repaired? Where do you go from there?
You pick up the phone and you call us, and we do free on-site consultations. So if your garage floor is cracked and pitted, or your patio, whatever your project is, it's cracked, it's pitted, and you're like, I'm not really sure where this is going to land. It doesn't cost you anything to give us a call, and we will come out, be on site with you. Not only will we say, yeah, we can do it, or no, we can't. We can explain to you why you have the situation you have, what things might have happened in order to create this condition of the slab, and then from there we can say, yes, we can fix it and restore this, and here's how we're going to do it, or we'll say, you know what, we're not confident that this is going to last for 20 years or better. We can fix it and make it look pretty for the next 5 years, but if you want a long-term solution, we will tell you if you're in that wheelhouse or not.
You also offer a solid floor cover for someone who needs to get a floor cleaned up on a budget.
Yes, and when you say on a budget, actually all of these coating systems are affordable. Most people are shocked at how affordable they are. The solid color coating is really unique. It's not something we do in a garage because that also just isn't very fitting. But in commercially, we've done quite a few different manufacturing facilities and maybe like a break room or, you know, some mid-tier usage room, if that makes sense.
How does concrete polishing work? Because the results are beautiful, and as you mentioned, it's becoming very popular.
The world of concrete polishing is interesting. I'll say that. Like you said, it's becoming more popular, and so more people are starting to do it. The actual process of concrete polishing is more complex than meets the eye. There's something you can do called a grind and seal, where you run the grinders over and you just put a sealer on it. But the actual process of polishing is very intricate, and if you wanted to know what that's like, give us a call, and we'd be happy to walk you through what that looks like.
Why should listeners choose Bulldog Coating? What are the benefits?
The benefits are you are working with and supporting a family-owned and operated business. It's myself, my dad, and my two brothers are the main core of Bulldog Coatings. And you are also getting a top-tier product with top-tier service. We're using all chemically resistant products that hold up to our climate here in Minnesota. And like I said, you're working with a family. You are in contact with an owner on every project. We don't sub out any of our work or send unfamiliar people. We have very high standards and we hold to them.
So the buck stops here. You work with one person through the whole process.
Yes.
How can listeners find out more about Bulldog Coatings?
You can visit us online at bulldogcoatingsmn.com.
Brianna, thanks for all the information, and I know you do beautiful work.
Thanks, Clayne.
Back in 1972, when Apollo 17 was landing on the moon, we were trying to clean up our planet. Hi, this is Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts. Over the past 52 years, we've been recycling tons of steel, aluminum, tires, and batteries, plus salvaged thousands of quality motors, transmissions, and parts for reuse. If you have just one vehicle to recycle, or a whole field full, contact Misgan Auto Parts at 507-684-2100 or check us out at Misgan.com. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota, or Ziering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com. Napa!
With harvest season in full swing, keep your equipment running smoothly by checking and maintaining your hydraulic hoses. Napa Auto Parts stores carry top quality, premium hydraulic hoses made to size while you wait. We also carry the filters and fluids to go with them. Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts to learn more. Let Napa help you get back in the field faster this harvest season. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jody from the St. Peter Napa Auto Parts store. And Jody, a lot of things that people don't realize about Napa is convenience. You can call ahead and pick your stuff up curbside in 30 minutes.
It's a pretty neat deal we got at Napa here. Yep. And we even have free delivery in the local town. It's pretty neat.
Another thing, if you come into the store and you don't happen to have the item they need, they can get free shipping on over 160,000 parts right to their house.
Yep. And we even bring it into the store here too, so you don't even have to worry about waiting for the UPS truck.
We always talk about wiper blades this year because the last thing you want to get caught in is the first freezing drizzle or the first freezing rainstorm with some bad wiper blades. And the nice thing about Napa is they'll come right out curbside and put those on for you, because there's some vehicles that it's not easy.
Yep, not at all. We've had to put wiper blades on a semi-truck one time, and we got it done. Got to climb up a long ways to get it done, but we do it.
With all the area farmers hitting the fields, you've got a full stock of belts. Also, the famous Napa Legend batteries, you have those for cars, light trucks, and semis. The last thing you want is your grain truck sitting dead in the field.
Yep, and we have them for four-wheelers and snowmobiles and motorcycles. Most of them are right on hand, so we can handle your battery needs.
And this month on The Dirt Show, listeners have been hearing Milwaukee Tool ads at Napa, and a lot of people may not realize you are the largest seller of Milwaukee tools in the United States and carry a huge line.
Yep, they have a very huge line, and we stock quite a few of them here at St. Peter, and we can get them usually the next day, and they're very good tools, and we can't believe how well it's taken off. So,
I know the Milwaukee tools that I have at home, I've had for years. I can't believe how many jobs they've done and helped me throughout the years, and those things are durable and well-built.
Yes, they are. They have them in 18 volts and 12 volts. We got a great selection of trouble lights and stuff and things like that. So, yep, they're dynamite.
Jody, where can listeners find the St. Peter Napa Auto Parts store?
We are right on South Front Street, right downtown St. Peter. Can't miss us. One block off of 169.
Jody, thanks for all you do for your customers, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Well, thanks. You guys have a great show going on. Thank you.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299. Or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
There was some great racing out there if you got out last weekend. The Great Pumpkin Races at Mississippi Thunder Speedway, Friday night, September 27th, in the Hobby Stocks, Taylor Dolan, in the B-Mods, Ben Mowdry, in the Modifieds, Keith Foss, in the IRA 410 Sprint Car A-Main, Scott Boguski. We were at Mississippi Thunder Speedway on Saturday night, September 28th, in the Hobby Stocks, Colby Capel, in the B-Mods, Dan Hovden, in the Modifieds, Jacob Blees, in the Late Models, Derek Nelson, in the Stock Cars, Braden Jerry, in the Eco Mods, Tony Holm, and in the Mini Mods, Ben Krause. Madison Speedway was hosting their two-night Madtown Showdown starting Friday night, September 27th, in the Pier Stocks, Colton Schuler, in the Street Stocks, Colton Brower, in the Midwest Mods, Haley Dykoff, in the Super Stocks, Matthew Larson, in the Mods, Cole Chemsky, in the Gen X Late Models, Rick Schroeder, and in the Hornets, Jarek Stabler. Night 2 of the Madtown Showdown on Saturday night, September 28th, in the Pier Stocks, Colton Schuler, in the Street Stocks, Ty Egan, in the Midwest Modifieds, Blake Adams, in the Super Stocks, Trevor Nelson, in the Modifieds, Kevin Adams, in the Gen X Late Models, Matthew Larson, and in the Hornets, Brady Albertson. Arlington Raceway hosted their final race of the season on Saturday night, September 28th, in the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst, in the Sport Compacts, Justin Dost, in the Outlaw Hobby, Daniel Ekblad, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Brandon Allen, in the Stock Cars, Matthew Loaf, and in the Modifieds, Trent Loverud. Granite City Motor Park hosted their first annual Granite City Open, Friday night, September 27th, and Saturday night, September 28th. On Friday night, September 27th, they ran the qualifying races for Saturday night, September 28th, and in the Super Stock feature on Friday night, it was Dexton Cook. Saturday night, September 28th, at Granite City Motor Park, in the Modified A-Main, Landon Atkinson, and in the B-Mods, Jake Smith.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 43 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them. Midwest Collision.
Restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See Bulldog Coatings MN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
It's fall in Minnesota, and that means bugs are looking for warm places to hide as they seek shelter from the cold, rain, and snow. That's when it's time to call Wolf & Sons Yard Service. Before you start seeing signs of box elder bugs or Asian multicolored lady beetles, have the perimeter of your home sprayed before they start taking up residence under your siding and in your window frames. Call the professionals at Wolf & Sons Lawn Service today to keep those fall pests away at 455-3524. That's 455-3524.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.